the city, a scout center called Satanye, or the village of Satanye. And we are here, we have seven international operators here from the Netherlands, from Finland, from Germany, and from the United Kingdom. So a very international jamboree on the air station here, and very active on the HF bands. We have three HF stations running, so a lot of radio scouting going on here. Okay, back over to you there, Rafia. Make sure you copy okay. JM3NRH, this is Hotel Bravo 50 Sierra.
Hotel Bravo 9 Sierra, this is Juliet Mike 3 November Romeo Hotel. Thank you very much. Today, from last night, so our time 10 p.m. Last night, I have had a chance to talk with many friends all over the world. Some of the friends from Philippines, Australia, and Canada, and what else? United States, of course, and Oman. So many people, and now so I'm speaking with people, friends living in the Switzerland. So during 2 days, so I talked with so many people all over the world. That's surprising, and that's fun. I'm really enjoying the JOTA. So today we have a very fine day. A little bit crowd, but it's fine. And almost 20 degree temperature. And we had a very fine day today. Okay, let's get back to you. HB9S, Juliet Mike 3, November Romeo Hotel, over.
Yes, okay, Akir. Very good copy from you, and yes, it's nice to be able to contact all our friends around the world. I operated in the summer from Brownsea Island and made many, many contacts there. We also had Echo Links on Brownsea Island. We managed to get an internet connection on the island, and we had Echo Link in the radio station, but we had very good contacts with the radio, so very, very nice to meet everybody then. And it's nice now for Jamboree on the Air to also be able to renew those friendships around the world. I was on until 3:30 this morning local time, and had some lovely contacts with Oman and into Australia. Spoke to many of the scouts in Australia and found out what they were doing. And so yes, we are already had a very, very good jamboree on the air here. And we have a lot of interest here in Geneva. So really enjoying this weekend. Okay, my friend Akio, we have a couple of other stations still connected to us. So I'm going to pass it back up to SU1KA, the link SU1KA, and see if there's anybody monitoring from there that would like to say hello to you. Back up to the top of the list here, Sierra Uniform 1 Kilo Alpha, the link. This is Hotel Bravo 50 Sierra, take it away. Okay, I have nothing copied from the link there, so Mitch, I wonder if you're still monitoring. LX1KQ, very good afternoon to you, nice to hear you. Oh, nice to see you on the screen. I wonder if you're monitoring there, Mitch. LX1KQ to take it. This is Hotel Bravo 50 Sierra. Okay, nothing copied from Mitch either at the moment. I think James is just monitoring. I think he was getting ready to go out to the camp, but we'll throw it over to James in Canada there. VECJZE. I wonder if you are ready for your camp yet, and whether you're just monitoring at the moment. But let's see if you're still there. VECJZE. Hotel Bravo 50 Sierra.
Yeah, Frank, I'm still hanging around here, just sort of trying to get the last couple of things ready to go. Just sort of half waiting for my brother to arrive, and then we're going to be off for an hour's drive to camp. So, and hopefully, like I said, hopefully there'll be an internet connection so we can actually do this thing properly. But if not, we're going to be monitoring a repeater. So, I think it's the VA3BAL repeater, and hopefully we can get into that because we have all kinds of radio equipment for two people to operate. So should be a fun camp. It's dubbed as our Halloween camp. I don't know if you heard when I was talking to Richard. And Actually, some the campers are already up there, but we're just heading up first thing this morning. Hopefully, we'll be up and running by about 10 o'clock local time. So, I think it's going to be fun. This is the first time that we've experimented together, actually, throwing up a radio station. So, I think we got two HF rigs, two or three VHF rigs we're going to take with us, just make sure we're covered with everything, and plus the two laptops if we can get onto the internet. So, with that, back over to you, Frank. So, like I said, just hastily getting some things ready to go, so make sure we have enough connectors so we can put the coax together and all that good fun stuff. So, back over to you, HB50, yes, see, too early in the morning for me. Victor Echo 3, Julius Zulu Echo.
Yes, okay, James, I know that feeling. I was trying to work the Australians at Hopper 3 this morning, and yes, I think the voice was willing, but the brain certainly wasn't. So that got the interesting. I knew at that point it was time to go and get some sleep before I come back from the morning session. But okay, well, good luck with the session. I hope you managed to get on all right. Otherwise, we hope to hear you through the repeater. If you've got our node number, obviously, if it's an internet-connected repeater, then go into that and just dial it up from there. It's always difficult when you're out there if you haven't got the internet connection. You need to take all that information with you before you go. I spent the last couple of days just pulling off lists of node numbers that I knew were going to be active, and with the hope that when I got out here, if the internet connection hadn't been working, then we would have gone through the Golf Echo repeater here in Geneva and connected that way, but I needed to know the numbers in advance. So, little things to think about. And then coming over here also with all my UK plugs, it's a bit of a standing joke that my UK cables don't work anywhere outside of the United Kingdom. But I'm glad to say this time that everything went very smoothly last night, and thanks to the technical guys here in Geneva, they set the system up last night. So all I had to do was plug the laptop in, and when we did it, it worked almost first time. So yeah, good system. The other thing I had to think about, of course, is that I had to come on the flight, and they're fairly strict on the weight limit, so no bringing the linear app for me and the big HF rig. I did do that one year, and the HF rig took all of my flight allowance, and I then had to persuade them that my bag with my personal kit in it wasn't going to be too much of an extra load for them. So that's always a consideration when you're flying over to somewhere else. Okay, James, well, good luck with the station. We hope to hear you on a little bit later, and I hope you have all the connectors there, especially if it's an hour out to the camp. You don't really want to be coming back for the one connector that makes it all go. Okay, pass it back to you, and then we'll pass it back down to Akio there in Japan. BE3JZE, this is HB50S.
Yeah, okay, Frank. Well, you know, the funny part about this camp is it's just outside of Toronto, in Oshawa, Ontario. And this camp has been around for quite some time, from what I understand, and the houses are actually, the development is actually encroaching on the camp. So we have houses on either side of us, so... and I don't think it's too far to find a Radio Shack store if we need connectors. And also there's a ham radio store that's not very far from there either, so it sells anything that a person might need. But, you know, I think that we're going to be really good for what we have going, and I'm not anticipating any problems. And I do have a bunch of node numbers written down, and like I said, we are going to be on HF, and that's probably where we're going to be concentrating most of our energies this afternoon, and maybe this evening. Hopefully we'll be able to make some real good contacts on HF, so I can actually put some HF contacts into the log. I've been playing with HF for about the last 3 weeks at home, but the conditions have been absolutely terrible, and just can't seem to get out anywhere. I've been playing on 80 and 40, and but can't really get out. The conditions haven't been all that great. Anyhow, I will let you carry on with Tito, and I'll bid you 7-3 for now, Richard, and maybe we'll catch you. I'm sorry, Frank. Brains in low gear, and the minds in high gear, or most in high gear, or something like that. Anyhow. Well, I wish you 7-3 and all the best. HB 50 Sierra, this is Victor Echo 3, Juliet Zulu Echo 733.
Yeah, okay, yeah, James, thanks very much for that. 73 to you, good radio scouting, have a great weekend, it sounds like you will do. And yes, it's useful if you've got the stores close by. When in the summer down on Brownsea Island, we had to consider everything had to go over on the barge. We had a barge that went over, a flatbed barge that towed the trailers over. And we had to make sure we had everything there. The local shop was at least a ferry ride away. But one of the guys I took with me, Peter, GHDLS, had a trailer there. And every time I said, oh, I could really do with, he appeared with it. Absolutely incredible. And definitely a man to take. Okay, we wish you 7 seats for now. And have a good setup. And hopefully work a little bit later. Perhaps even on HF, that would be really good. Cheers for now, James. Take care. We'll see you soon. The E3JZE HB50S clear. And passing the microphone down to Akio JM3NRH. This is HB50S.
HB9S, this is Juliet Mike 3, November Romeo Hotel. Can I ask your name, operator name, please? Short part to you, HB9S, GM3NRH. Over.
Oh, yes, okay, very sorry. My name here is Frank, Foxtrot Romeo Alpha November Kilo. The name is Frank. And I wonder if you can tell me again, please, the scout group you represent there. What is your local scout group, Akio? Go ahead.
Thank you, Frank. My local group name is O215 Troops, OTFU, Oscar Tango Sierra Uniform 15 Troops. That's my group, which I belong to. And thank you very much, Frank, giving me your name. And that reminds me that I believe we talked over the internet last year. So HB9S, and I think that kind of remember. Let's get back to you, HB9S, JM3NRH, over.
Yeah, JM3NRH, Hotel Bravo, 50 Sierra returning. Okay, okay. Oh, very good, yes. And thank you for the information. I have that in the logbook now. But yes, very, very possible we have worked before. I was here for HB9S last year, for Jamboree. I was here for the Jamboree on the air last year, and we worked quite a lot of Echolink here last year. Very, very successful. And again, this year it's going very well, so very pleased with the way the Jamboree on the air is going for the Geneva station here. Very good. And I hope you have a very enjoyable Jamboree on the air too over there. Okay, I see we have been joined by Victor, Echo Alpha 8 Alpha Hotel Quebec, so I will pass the microphone straight on to him. And then I need to look for the Australian station. We have a SCED. I think in a few moments' time, so I need to just make sure we don't forget to sked. Okay, down to Victor there. Echo Alpha 8 Alpha Hotel Quebec, this is Hotel Bravo 50 Sierra. Okay, I see he is disconnected again. Okay, Akio, back over to you there. JM3NRH, HB50S.
HB9S, this is Juliet Mike, 3 November Romeo Hotel. Okay. I'm just wondering, sir, that you keep saying that HB50S, but my PC showing the station name as HB9S. Maybe I did a bit confused about it. So you are now HB50S or HB9S? I'm a little confused. Let's get back to you, HB9S, JM3NRH, over.
Okay, sorry. I'm very sorry for the confusion. Yeah, the Echolink system only allows permanent call signs to be connected to it. And the Scouts club call sign here in Geneva for the World of Euro is Hotel Bravo 9 Sierra, which is our usual call sign for Jamboree on the Air. But this year, in line with many other stations, we have the special event call sign Hotel Bravo 50 Sierra 50 Sierra. For the 50th Jamboree, but the Echolink system will not allow us to use that call sign on here. So on the screens we show up as HB9S, but we are signing verbally, we are signing with Hotel Bravo 50 Sierra. So yes, very confusing, I'm afraid. And there are many stations, especially in the United Kingdom. We all use Golf Bravo for our special event call signs for JOTA, but the system will not allow us to use those call signs to sign on. We have asked if we can, but the system will not allow us to do it. So everybody has to sign in with their own call sign on the system to register on the system, and then everybody signs with their special event call sign. So it's a little confusing, but it allows us to use the special event call sign there, so I hope that explains it. Now, from HB50S operating at HB9S.
HB50S, this is Juliet Mike, 3 November Romeo Hotel. That's the yes, now I understand it. Thank you very much for your explanation. That's, that makes, makes me very clear. Okay, so that means that I could connect with HB50S. That's a special station. That's wonderful. maybe this station is only for this year, right? So I'm very lucky, I feel, and I'm feeling very happy now. Thank you very much. Let's get back to you, HB50S, GM3NRH. Over.
Yes, okay, Akira. Well, it's a pleasure to be able to speak to you with the special call sign HB50S, and to be able to pass Jambi on the air greetings to you from the World Bureau here in Geneva. Okay, my friend, the hour is now very rapidly approaching 1 o'clock, lunchtime here in Geneva. I need to try and find the Australian stations which I have a sked. I'm just looking at the list, and at the moment I don't see the call sign that I thought he was going to be using, so now I have to try and work out if he is using a special call sign, and if so, what his home call sign is. So I'm hoping that he will find us and connect to us. That would be good, but at the moment I don't see his call sign in the list from Australia, so I'm not sure he is active at the moment. We shall see, hopefully he will be able to connect to us. It was on my email, so I think I need to go back and find my email and find the contact details again, but we shall see. Okay, back over to you there, and we'll wait for him to connect to us perhaps. Juliet Mike 3 November Radio Hotel, this is Hotel Bravo 50 Sierra.
HB50S, GM3NRH. Okay, thank you very much, and well, I forgot. I forgot to mention one other thing. That thank you very much for the QSL card. So I just received a couple months ago, which is for the last year's JOTA. So I'm very glad to get a very nice card. So. And I hope you receive my QSL card. thank you very much, and very nice talking to you. And you said your friends from Australia are supposed to connect to you soon. So, let me say, now I have to leave now. So, thank you very much again, and very best 73. Have a nice JOTA. HB50S, GM3NRH. Over.
Yes, okay, Akio. Thank you very much for the lovely contact today. It's very nice to meet you, and we wish you best 73s from here in Geneva. Good radio scouting to you, my friend. Enjoy the weekend, and I'm very pleased that the QSL card arrived. We will be sending you a QSL card for this year's event. We have very, very beautiful cards that Eve has had printed here for the special call signs used in Geneva this year, and so we'll be very pleased to send you one of those cards for this year, and look forward to receiving yours. I haven't seen the card, but as I'm not always here at the station, I don't know whether Eve has the card here or not. I will ask him in a minute if we can see any other cards. Hopefully we have them here. Okay, my friend Akio, a very good weekend for you, a very good evening to you there in Japan. and certainly look forward to working you again soon. 73 for now, my friend. Bye-bye. Juliet, Mexico 3, November Radio Hotel, Hotel Bravo City, Sierra. Bye-bye.